Welcome back to the show. Today we're tackling something that hits property managers where it hurts most, their wallet. Did you know that rental payment delinquencies have been a persistent challenge for property managers? We're seeing more than 1 in 10 tenants falling behind on payments in many markets. I'm here with a collections expert who's been helping property managers recover unpaid rent for over 2 decades. So let's start with the basics. What happens when a tenant skips out without paying?
Right, it's a common scenario that property managers face. When tenants aren't paying rent, it leads to time-consuming follow-up processes. Often, eviction becomes the next step. But here's the thing. Even after you've evicted someone, you're still dealing with broken leases, unpaid rent, and property damages. The tenant has moved on, sometimes without even leaving a forwarding address, and they're certainly not eager to pay for their past mistakes.
That's the reality. So what's the first step property managers should take when they realize a tenant has left without paying?
The first thing you need to do is verify that the tenant has actually moved out. Visit the property, check if their belongings are gone. Once you've confirmed they've left, review your lease agreement carefully. Look at the payment terms, late fee provisions, and what remedies you have available. Then send a formal notice to their last known address. Include the total amount owed, a payment deadline, and the potential legal consequences.
And what if that doesn't work? I mean, if someone's already skipped out, they're probably not going to respond to a letter, right?
Exactly. That's when you need to consider your legal options. You can file in small claims court. It's less expensive upfront than other legal routes. The time frame for taking legal action varies by state, often dictated by the statute of limitations for debt collection, which typically ranges from 3 to 6 years, though it can be longer in some jurisdictions. You can also apply the security deposit toward the debt if your lease allows it. But honestly, many property management companies lack the infrastructure to effectively pursue these cases themselves.
I see. Makes sense. So when should property managers consider bringing in professional help?
When your initial collection attempts have failed, or when you can't locate the tenant at all. Professional collection services specialize in this. We're skilled at locating tenants who've skipped out and don't want to be contacted. Here's something many property managers don't realize. We can report unpaid leases or evictions to credit bureaus. That unpaid rent showing up on a tenant's credit report, it's going to be seen by other management companies when they apply for housing again.
That point about credit reporting sets up our next piece, the long-term impact on tenants. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
When former tenants leave you with unpaid rent and damages, don't let those losses pile up. Professional collection services can locate hard-to-find tenants and report delinquent accounts to credit bureaus, giving you leverage you didn't have before. With over 20 years of experience serving residential property management companies nationwide, we help you recover what's owed while you focus on managing your properties. Learn more at swrecovery.com.
Picking up on credit reporting, how do you handle cases where tenants suddenly become cooperative once their credit is at stake?
That's actually pretty common. Once that unpaid property management account appears on their credit report, tenants realize it affects their ability to rent again or even get a car loan or credit card. I remember one case where a tenant had been dodging us for months, but within a week of the credit report hitting, they called asking about payment arrangements. The tenant is suddenly faced with not being able to obtain housing without dealing with their previous rental obligation first.
So to everyone listening, what should you know about the costs involved in professional collections?
Good question. Debt collection agencies usually take a percentage of whatever they recover, commonly ranging from around 20 to 40%, though fees can vary based on the complexity and age of the debt. Now, that might sound steep, but think about it this way. 20 to 40% of something is better than 100% of nothing, right? Plus, there are benefits over small claims court. It's less expensive up front. Collections negatively impact the debtor's credit score, whereas small claims judgments often don't, and it's faster and easier than going to court.
Right. Definitely makes sense. Now, are there time limits property managers need to worry about?
Absolutely. The statute of limitations for debt collection varies significantly by state and the type of debt, typically ranging from 3 to 6 years, though it can be up to 10 years in some places. The key is acting within these legal deadlines to maintain your right to pursue legal action. After that time frame passes, debt collectors can still contact the debtor about the debt, but they can't sue for it.
Before we wrap up, what's your advice for preventing these situations in the future? I mean, prevention has to be better than trying to collect after the fact.
Prevention is definitely key, or as I like to say, it's the most important tool in your toolkit. Conduct thorough background and credit checks on potential tenants. Assess their ability to pay rent before they move in. Draft clear lease agreements that outline payment terms, late fees, and consequences of non-payment. Maintain open communication with tenants and encourage them to report financial difficulties early. Stay informed about local landlord-tenant laws so you can act quickly and confidently when issues arise. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, as they say.
Have you ever wondered why some property managers seem to have fewer collection issues than others? It often comes down to having the right systems in place from day one. Thanks for sharing these insights with us today. For property managers dealing with unpaid rent from former tenants, remember that professional help is available. You can find more resources at swrecovery.com. Until next time, keep those properties profitable. Thank you.